We're back, bitches!
What up, bloody people?
Welcome to the Green Monocle. Still not right, damn it.
No. Right, again, we are down a person because somebody sucks balls and he's, like, getting on with his life.
Oh, I have to go and get a job somewhere else and with my girl that I love and I'm marrying. Wussy.
No, right?
He's a big wussy. I am Cole, Blindsight Roland.
I am Jody, a.k.a. the girl.
Girls in the circle. We are recording on a nice Friday afternoon. This is at my place, so this is a pre-smoked show. So we're already nice and high. What? I'm good. I'm good.
Not low.
Not low. Definitely not low. No. We had a nice spliff when the strain we are smoking is Appalaska, which is the awesome seaver we had on the last show.
The yummy, yummy stuff that I absolutely fell in love. I still think it's tasty, even though I fucked up the roll.
I wasn't going to bring it up.
No, I did. I was rolling a blunt, and
We got old blunt paper.
The glue went on it, yeah. And then me, like a fool, just put it into a new Rizzler and didn't bother loosening it out or anything, so it was as tight as a bitch. I fucked it up, and I can't keep apologising enough.
It's fine.
But
I'm rolling
still
the next
high.
One.
Yes, you definitely are. Leave me out of it. But no, it was really, I love this weed. It's so tasty. It's like a bit fruity to me. I really like the high, like, because I've had to cut down my weed recently, so for me I haven't had spliffs this big in a while, so I feel very nicely buzzed and I'm still am functioning.
Definitely.
Nice, like, sort of like head high, but I'm still like a bit mongy. It is a hybrid, isn't it?
I can get the notes up now once Leafly loads. There we go.
But it is tasty, and we need to get some for 420. Definitely just need to start going to your guy. I've been converted just because of this weed. I feel like it's one side conversation, just focusing super hard.
I am listening, sorry.
No, I know, but you're not talking. I'm just like, a bit like.
Sorry. That was my fault. What were you saying, my love?
I was just.
You love the strain.
Yeah.
And you. It's a hybrid. It is a hybrid, as far as I know. I'm just double checking. I'm going to have to go onto the internet. God, love the internet. You ever been on the internet? Wow.
Do you know what? I've heard of this so-called internet.
Yeah, it's the lining they put in swim trunks. You know, the internet.
That was bad. I shouldn't have laughed at that.
If I can't make bad jokes when I'm stoned, I'm sorry, there's no other time to make bad jokes.
No, I love bad jokes, but like I love god-awful things, like tap-tastic stuff, but it's got to be like a proper dad joke, as I class it. Or if it's really bad, I call it a granddad joke.
I bet you do. I'm listening.
Well, here's the problem, which I said to you earlier, because we've actually been with each other quite a while today.
We have. We've talked
about a lot of shit, and I did say I'm a bit worried when we come on.
It's just because I'm looking up for this, but...
No, I know, but I'm sort of like, what did I want to talk to you about that I can't think of? Have we done it already?
There's a try. We don't have to record. We can just stop recording and chill.
No, I'm quite happy to record. Let's keep going.
All right.
But it's just because I was like trying to... It was so silent. I was like,
Let's get the normal stuff out of the way.
Normal.
So, Jody, have you watched Dazed and Confused yet?
Oh, my fucking God. Right, I told you. I feel like I'm going to wait and leave it.
I know,
so
but,
I have
the,
you
but
and
our audience
Nikki.
Wants to know. They want to know if you've seen the Dazed and the Confused.
I don't think they really want to know. No,
they do.
They do.
They do. They ask me all the time.
Oh, I'm so sorry to
They're like, Carl, yes, audience. Why has Jodie seen Dazed and Confused yet? I don't know, audience. I keep asking and then she keeps giving me some bullshit reason.
That is very true. It's normally just because I forget. That is the worst fucking one as well.
I'm not the right person to say this, but you smoke entirely too much weed.
No, do you know what? It's genuinely, I've always been like really forgetful and like a ditzy person in that sense. Like before I smoked weed, like my mum's like that as well. Mm-hmm. Like my mum can't remember what you said to her the day before. Or like I could literally say to my mum, like, oh, give me a call, and she was meant to call me later that day, and she'll forget.
Yeah, people are like that.
I'm just generally one of those
people. My mum's the kind of person that she'll call you and you'll miss the call, and you try and call her straight back, she won't answer the phone. 20 minutes later, ring her back again. Still won't answer the phone. I'm in full panic now, thinking, oh shit, something's happened to my mum. She tried to get in contact with me, but baby, selfish asshole, didn't answer the phone. Yeah, but during that, fuck you. And then it'll be, oh no, just seeing how you was. Coming to dinner on Sunday. I'm like, I thought you were dying, woman. I'm sorry. I thought you were dying, woman. I did the hand gesture for like a phone, which is like, you know, antenna, mouthpiece. Then I realised phones aren't like that no more, so I just held my hand up flat, like, hello.
Visual jokes on a podcast.
Ah, you did the thing. She did the thing without being prompted, so proud.
I try.
Right. I think one thing we and you should establish is the circle rules for 420.
Ah, 420. I am so excited about 420. I've been, like, talking about it to, like, any one of my friends that will listen to me talk about it.
I've got our predictions written down as well.
You've actually got them written down somewhere?
What we think Nikki's going to be like on 420. If Nikki's with us, we haven't got 100% guarantee yet.
See, do you know, I understand, because it falls on a Thursday and it's a bit of a funny day and he now has, like, a regular sort of Monday to Friday job. Mm-hmm. And he hasn't been there very long.
Mm-hmm.
I really hope he can get it off. I've got my fingers crossed.
All the things crossed.
Because annoyingly, he can't even come down for just the evening.
No, not really.
He's that sort of unfortunate distance where by the time he like gets here,
If he left work early and got here for like 4:20, the actual time.
Do you know that would make me so happy?
He could stay till about 9.
Yeah, but that's...
Realistically, is the latest for him to get back and actually get some sleep before work.
Yeah, but I'm thinking in terms of, like, he can't get out of work early and he just comes down for the evening.
Oh, no.
By the time he comes down, he'd have to get...
If he left work normal time, he'd get here for 7:30 and he'd have to head back at 9. Yeah. An hour and a half. As much as it would be a kick-ass...
For me, it'd be totally worth it.
Oh, yeah, totally worth it to have him there, but it's not...
It's not us that's doing it. But... Fingers crossed.
We can hope for a 420 miracle. It's like when you think you're out of weed and then you reach it, you lose the roach and you reach into the couch, you find a big old nug of weed.
Well, it is a high holiday, so hopefully
it's miracles. The high holiday.
A miracle will happen and we'll get
some.
Get
some of the faith also believe in 7:10, which is the day for oil and extracts, which we're all for. And I personally celebrate 11:30, which is a combination of 7:10 and 4:20, where you just get really fucking stoned.
Yeah, I kind of just do that most days.
Oh, I mean, like,
no,
you're actually trying to disprove that people can't OD on this shit.
No, I understand, like, 4:20, we're actually planning to do quite a big one, because last year we had a lot of weed, but we're talking about getting some extract in.
Mm-hmm.
Extract...
Hash. I'm getting everything.
All the things. It's going to be really tasty.
Basically, if it has THC or CBD in it, I'm getting my hands on it. And I might have some of my birthday present to myself left, shall I say. My guy's a baker.
I see. I have not had
my guy gets all the stuff and makes edibles. And he's already said that I just need to give him 1 week's notice, and he will give me a discounted price because it is my birthday.
Ah, that would be good. We should get something.
He gave me a sample of oil the other day.
Such a good guy.
He gave me at least a few quid's worth of oil.
You have like the best people that you get stuff off. People just like to give you shit. You're just so lovely. It's like, yeah, have this.
And it just it was just because of all the mix-up and having to meet up with him. He was just like, yeah, I'm sorry to mess you about. I know you've got an early start. He appreciates that I start work at the stupid o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, but that's still nice. Like, I had a guy, unfortunately, he's not around anymore. For whatever reason. And, yeah, whenever he was really good, like, he used to drive to me, like, he was an angel, because as everyone knows, I'm a cripple, and he used to come up the fire escape, and I'm like two floors up.
Yeah.
If he was late, he always used to give me extra shit, and like, he didn't have to do those things. Like, that was so nice of him.
He's a friend of a friend, and we are becoming friends. We're still at that stage where it is just like
acquaintance.
But yeah, you know, I walked back from him. He could have just. I said to him, I can meet you at East Croydon Station, because I know he comes back, around that place somewhere. But I didn't mention by name because I'm an idiot. It's nowhere near the location. Just saying. And we just walked back to his. Just got chatting about shit, like life, work. And of course, he's a big, huge Star Wars fan, so it's easy just to say, oh my god, the new trailer. Oh my god, this. Oh my god. Oh my god, Han Solo movie.
Just geeking out all over the place.
Like, all over your face, neck, and chest. Just geek!
That's how you roll.
Oh god, no. If that's how I climax, I'd never get laid. You silly lady. So I think the circle rule should be roller's rights.
Yeah.
Even if it's the weed you, even if it's not the weed you kicked in.
Well, for me personally, well, I'm gonna chip it. Like, I'm gonna put money into the pot.
No, but that's what I said. I've said before, on the air. On the day beforehand, whoever in our who's gonna be with us, if they kick to me, I'll get from my guy, and as you can obviously tell, my shit is not weak.
No, it is absolutely amazing. It's a lot better than the stuff I've been getting from other people, hence I'm asking to, like, get hooked up. It's so good. Can't stop, like, praising it.
He's not a dealer. He's a guy who sells it.
I get what you
for
mean.
Money on the side.
Yeah, no, I get what you mean.
So he's very selective. I only got it because he met me before he even knew I was a smoker, so he came to one of the live shows once.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and he, like what you heard, he's just been busy at the other ones, and I understand that. So yeah, but now hopefully he's going to become my friend.
But yeah, back to the circle, keep coming in his like little paths.
Roller's rights.
Mm-hmm.
Joints to the left. Rigs to the right.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
So if there is a spliff going and a bong, the count...
Opposite ways
around.
Cool.
You can't... these are personal rules between me and you.
Okay.
We can't cap... Me and you can't tap out if something's lit.
Okay.
I mean, whatever. We have to
Got to make it
we
to the
have
end.
To hit the
if
entire
there is,
day.
If there is a bowl that's still got some weed in it, it's got to be done. If there is a spliff still going around, it's got to be smoked.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what would be quite interesting? Because where I've had to really sort of like cut back because I'm just like poor.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be quite intrigued to see what like my tolerance is like. It's still going to be really high. I don't think I'm going to like tap out like Nicky's going to.
I know my tolerance is up from last year. A lot more up than last year. I was only smoking a joint every couple of days.
I'm probably actually up.
I was living at last year.
You're not.
I was living here, but I wasn't smoking as much because I was still uneasy living in the flat. Didn't know what the neighbours were 100% like at the time.
Yeah, baby steps when you move into a new place.
Yeah.
Judge it.
Originally, I was Cy, who was living here. He was just like, can you not smoke in the flat the first month we lived there? I moved in a week before him. I was smoking from day one.
No.
I was like, I'm gonna live here. I'm not going all the way up the fucking road or down a side street or across to a car park where someone got fucking murdered.
Moving on from that one. But no, you can't. If like we're at this age now, it's different when you're a teenager and you're at home. Like, of course you're gonna go out like somewhere and smoke.
Mm-hmm.
But as an adult, like, at least I want to be able to smoke outside.
Yeah.
Like, really, I want to smoke inside. But I understand, obviously, like, I'm the one that's doing,
I'm the only
like,
one,
the illegal things.
I am the
things,
only one in the location that does smoke weed. I mean, my roommate, one of my roommates, Teetotal, never done a single drug or smoke in his life. Only drinks. But, again, in moderation. And Jen, who only smokes weed very, very occasionally.
See, my landlord knew, like, the previous place I lived in, they smoked in the house, so
yeah.
I could.
Yeah.
And then when I moved into my current place, the landlord already knew what I was like, he'd been over there and he'd literally seen me smoke. So he didn't care, but the girl I lived with didn't really want me smoking inside, but I could smoke outside, like, on the fire escape, that was fine. And then after she went, I just sort of, like, smoked inside, like, landlord didn't care, the people I lived with at the time didn't care. People I still live with don't really mind, as long as it's, you know, not stinking out the hallway and stuff, which I don't want either.
No, I know, that's why the door's shut, and I've got a candle lit and got air spray.
Yeah, see, I must admit, as much as I don't mind, like, my room smelling, I don't like walking through my front door and smelling weed in the hallway.
I'm exactly the same.
I don't know if it's...
It's one of the reasons I got this jar.
Yeah, I don't know why, I just don't like...
That and its UV glass.
It is really nice, I do like that.
It makes my grain dirt.
It's matching set, it's so cute. It's adorable.
It's adorable.
It's adorable. But no, I'm actually quite lucky. I don't know what will happen when I move into a house.
Take
where,
off your trousers. Sorry.
Yeah, because I know in terms of like Cameron, I'm not sure what he will think. I have to wait and see.
Think of the children.
I just realised, I think that's the first time I've ever said his name.
It is. You always refer to him as a significant other.
I do normally refer to him as a significant other. Whoops.
I can edit it if you want.
No, it's all right. It's all right. I just know that he...
Good, because I say to people I edit it
and
I never do.
Yeah, I know.
No, I do. If it's somebody really doesn't want out there, I will edit the show.
No, it's fine.
But I hate those kind of jump cuts and like...
It's not like he listens to it. I'd be very surprised if he listened to it, like me and you chat shit.
I wouldn't be surprised. He must want to see what you're doing, at least, you know,
Well, it's not like, I don't show it to him, and, you know, I don't
does
think
he
knows where to...
Does he have a phone of the eye?
No, he doesn't.
Does he have a smartphone?
He does.
It's not that hard to get a podcast app.
No, I know, but I just don't think he...
And we go out.
He knows where
on,
to find it. Or
We're on Podcast Addict and I can't remember the other one.
You're so good at plugging stuff.
I'll plug anything. Give it half a chance. Again, that was not as dirty
I'm
as
about
our menu.
To say, it's like it's just too many jokes.
Too many jokes. Too many jokes. Oh, come on, you must have seen Too Many Cooks.
No.
I know I'm showing you after this. Too many cooks, too many cooks.
Do I get any explanation or
it is
just
an intro to a sitcom and I'll say nothing more.
Okay. I am very intrigued.
It is one of the most bizarre things that came out of the internet last year or the year before. Last year.
Okay.
I love me some internet. All right. You've said you've smoked a lot of strains in your time.
Yeah.
Give me your top three.
Sour
Diesel's given.
Fuck, I can't remember the name of it, but this stuff I feel like is gonna...
Appalaska.
I really like it. I like the high I get from it. It's not like... I like Amy because of my body, and this I feel is actually... Maybe not as good for my body, but it's a little bit, and it's still like a head high. I can still.
It's a hybrid.
Like,
you get because you're getting a bit of the both. You're feeling it in your shoulders, and you're getting it in your head. You're getting up.
And oh, I'm trying to remember what the name of the strand was. And me and Nikki were in Amsterdam.
Super Silver Haze.
I think it was that one. Ah. Oh.
The cherry one. Or the apple one.
No, the apple one was sour D.
Oh, no, sour apple. You had sour apple.
Yeah.
Well.
Although that actually was tasty as shit, but I wasn't going to include it because it's pretty much sour D.
No.
Oh, do you know what? I can't remember the name of it. You know what I'm like.
Mine Go are on. Sour Diesel, Lemon Haze, and current and
lemon
green.
Haze.
And oh, sorry, not Lemon Haze. AK-47.
Oh, AK-47. Oh my God! How
and,
can I not think of that one?
And,
that's definitely.
And of course,
my list.
The Super Sativa itself, which will be my regular smoke once I can get it on the regular, is Green Crack.
You were telling me about that earlier. I have not had this, not that I'm aware.
My dealer, the lovely man he is, threw in a sample of some Green Crack extract oil. Only enough for a small solo joint. And he told me just to roll 50-50, put it in the middle of your roll, put half of it in, put it in the middle, like roll it out to a sausage type shape. Or stretch it out.
Okay.
Or put it in bits. And then, if it was sticky, I was definitely not putting it in bits. I rolled it in and then put it in. And then put the other half and roll your machine up. It'll run through the core of it.
Yeah.
Which is the best way to inhale it. It's like, or dab it or something. But I didn't have a dab rig. Could have put it on top of weed in a bong, but I went for the way I went. So I was like, alright, this would be a good go-to-bed smoke. I think you can tell where the story's going on this one, children.
Yeah.
I took two hits and it was just normal, and then I got down to where the oil was, and I knew exactly when I got that oil, because my God, the flavour was amazing. It was intense weed, but it was sweet, and there was a little bit of lemon, and there was like earthy bits. It was just like, so nice. But I got considerably stoned. I mean, I was baked as a cake, my guy. This is pure, but it's ridiculous levels of THC. But I was just like, I stumbled back into my room, collapsed onto my bed, and then I thought, all right, I'm definitely gonna go to sleep now. I was so energized and like, I can't believe I'm this stoned. I like bliss. I was like, I didn't fall asleep for 3 hours later. I got 2.5 hours sleep before I went to work. I caned energy drinks like they were going out of fashion.
Gerald, I don't think for all my years, although
but
admittedly there's definitely
you
a
know
rave
how high.
I've
to
not
put it into
oil.
A context for you, do you remember how high we got from the honeycomb?
Yes.
Times that by 3.
Okay. See, I've definitely got to try some. I have not.
Oh no, I'm getting it. I'm getting a bit of everything. He said.
Yeah, no, I was like, I'm so stoked.
He said he's working on like a quality street type thing for me.
I am so intrigued.
Dude, obviously he's baking my birthday brownie.
Yes.
But he, because I was bringing up the other day, it's just like, because we were talking about the extracts and everything. Obviously, your first conversation with your guys are always like, about what the product and the weed just been smoking lately and that. And it's just like, oh God, if only we could get a baker would earn a bloody killing nowadays. You mean, what do you mean? Like, seriously, a guy with half the stuff you get, extracts and that, do you know how easy it would be to make money on edibles? Fuck it, you sell brownie bites at £3 a bite.
Yeah.
You'd make more than the money you'd ever pay, you use to put in those brownies. Especially if you're using an extract.
Yeah.
It cooks easier, makes butter easier, even straight hell, some of the oils, if you can get it at a thin enough consistency, you can use.
Literally just like put it straight into
you
the
can
mix
put it in with
thing.
some olive oil, melt it down and it'll combine.
Oh wow.
Honeycomb, you could just melt that down and it will into like a brownie mix and it will work.
See, that's like, I don't know, because admittedly I can't, as much as I can smoke inside my place, I cannot bake inside my
place.
Oh, no,
I can't either.
I've never known anyone that could. So the only time I've had any, like, sort of cake or brownie...
Edible.
Is edible, that's a better way of wording it, is in Amsterdam. Yeah. And a couple of the ones I had, it didn't actually taste that nice.
That's the other thing, and that's the other thing I said to, he said to me, it's like, oh, but you need to be a decent baker. It's like, no. I'm a half-decent baker, and I'm pretty sure I could make money if I could ever get access to a kitchen. It's not the hardest thing in the world, and honestly, if you just go popular flavors, just go the stuff people know. Space cakes, start off with... Oh, sorry.
Yeah, you just threw the, like, recorder on the floor. It's fine.
I'd go space cakes, brownies, cookies. Start off like that. You're feeling a bit rambunctious? Mix up your cookie recipe. Go, just give them a Sainsbury's selection, you know. Oatmeal, raisin, double chocolate, white chocolate, chocolate chip. You'll make your money.
Yeah.
You get the oil down right, you can branch out to stuff, to healthier stuff, like granola bars and flapjacks and whatever. You can, I mean, I got a recipe for a hamburger that will get you high. I can actually...
Burger, I've never thought of anything like that. The three ways
you can get THC into food. Fat, alcohol, fat and oil. They're the three ways you can get infuse THC into your food.
Do you know what? I know about using it with alcohol, but I didn't think about using that alcohol to put it into food. I never thought about that.
If you you get a burger that's 30-70 mince, fat to meat ratio in mince, it's a lot fattier than you would put in a burger. But if you can combine about 2 pounds of a gram or half of weed, if you cook those burgers, yeah, that would get you high.
I didn't know you could do fat. That's not one I really thought about.
Yeah, savory edibles are like the big up and coming thing because weed restaurants and stuff, like gourmet meals with weed in them, or you can have weed, or they'll pair food to weed. You're gonna have the roast dinner that goes really well with Alaskan Thunderfuck.
Really?
That's a strain. Alaskan Thunderfuck.
No, that's not what I was, like, reading. I'm more just like, oh my god, like, these. I was not aware of these, like...
Weed will become the new wine.
Needs to happen quicker in this country. I need to move to America, one of the two.
Yeah, the second one is more likely. Not for another couple years, round about four, until someone's impeached. It's gonna happen. He ain't leaving. He ain't doing his whole 4 years. No way on God's green.
Oh my God.
We don't get political on this Trump.
No, on this show.
But to be fair, that man is a colossal arse puppet, and that is all I'm saying on the matter.
I agree, but like you, I'm not commenting. I just
stick by my statement that I keep telling people. That man is in the WWE Hall of Fame. You might be happy, but you'll never be Stone Cold Steve Austin stunnering the president happy. I'm just happy it was during the Attitude Era. The real era of wrestling. Oh, I might be starting a wrestling podcast.
You're going to do another podcast. It's so busy.
Yeah, but this one's only going to be for pay-per-views to start with.
Oh, okay.
So it'll only be once every 2 weeks. Oh, fuck. Yeah, I'm saying to do it for pay-per-views because then I can just watch it the next day.
Yeah.
And then get the, like, whoever together who watched it the night before. I can watch it throughout the day, like at work, and then a couple of hours before they get there. Sit down, discuss it.
Yeah.
Make predictions, silly bets, have a belt. Yeah, I'm stealing everything from What Culture Wrestling. What? Bring it on, internet.
I'll wear
a crown and a cape and call myself King Carl. How about that? Please. What up, Ross? Come on. Please
do that.
Oh, no. What Culture Wrestling have one of their guys is called King Ross. He does the WTF moments, like the weird thing that happens in wrestling. But he's a chunky Geordie guy.
Okay.
Who's just purple cape, crown.
Oh, dear.
Because he's a sick guy.
He's a sick guy. Dear.
No, he is. He's just like, he just comes out with stuff like, Vince McMahon likes big sweaty men. Vince McMahon likes big sweaty men.
I don't know what I would say to that.
And there's a commentator who used to be wrestled called JBL, who often makes mistakes. And every time he does it, he's just like, it's John O'Clock, motherfucker! Sorry, that's bad.
I was about to say, you got a bit excited. You really got into that.
I do love What Culture. And it's one of the reasons I want to do a wrestling podcast, but I'm worried I'm going to make it too much, try and be too much like them.
Oh, no, you can't do that.
But they do predictions, and it's like, it's all wrestling podcasts do. It's like, if usually you guys decide who, talk about the wrestling and the good bits of the wrestling and the bad bits of the wrestling. Then you just usually make prediction on who's going to win the wrestling. Like, I honestly think Bray Wyatt's retaining his child at WrestleMania. So, yeah, what up, internet? What? Bring it on. What? Yeah, I like the Death Eater himself. What? Bring it. You're pretty.
I was going to nod, like, I know what you're talking about.
Smile and wave, boys. Smile and wave. Yeah, so any other... do you have any rules for the circle?
Right, let's have a think. So we already did like rollers and passing around. Mm-hmm.
We can't tap out.
Mm. I'm assuming we're not going to include Nikki in that because obviously we've played several bets on him. I just wanted to just check that. Do you know, just for us, obviously, there's no coaxing Nikki in any way. So for example, say
fuck off.
What?
This is a competition. You can't put on... We can't influence him. We're trying to win. No, of course influence him.
No. Like, let me clarify. So, for example, say... I can't remember if you said he was going to go on a bong or a spliff. I can't remember. Say he goes...
I said spliff. You said bong.
Okay, so say, for example, it's a spliff and it happens to be your turn to roll. You can't roll a ridiculously big one.
Oh, fuck off. No. If
are we going to play that
game? In the context of that, right. Say Nikki's in a circle, there's three or four other people. You can't turn around to me if I'm going to roll a fat one.
No, that's fine. But I mean, you can't make it ridiculously big for the... So if there's like four of us and you make like some long-ass fucking split...
No, it'll never be bigger than what's... I can't get that long on a rolling machine. It'll never be bigger than this.
No. You get what I'm... That's what I mean.
Yes.
If you want to say shit to him,
yeah, I was gonna say you can't not.
No, that's fine. I meant literally in terms of
like. We've got a
20
bag on this.
Yeah, no, I know, but I meant in terms. So for example, like mine's bong, so I can't purposely pack it out stupidly and give him the first hit, knowing that he might do a really big one.
We've had 21 new views today.
We have.
Yeah.
Ah.
Three monocle.
Yay! Thank you.
Thank you, lovely audience. We got retweeted quite a bit as well.
Did we?
Yeah, the last episode got retweeted quite a bit.
Oh my god. I always get really excited when I remember that people actually listen to this shit.
Oh yeah. We're not huge, we're not Snoop Dogg, but...
I don't care.
We have a bit of a following.
There are people out there that actually listens to the words that are coming out of my mouth. They might even just think, like, they might think I'm shit and just listen to you, but I don't care, I'm still involved, and that makes me happy enough. But, right, I can't think of anything off the top of my head that I want to include.
Oh, actually, before you pass it, that's definitely got to be a rule.
Oh, yeah. But that's just, like, common sense, is it not?
No, but sometimes you got to put these, out there. Ooh, right.
I can't think. Tell you what, actually, Bonglympics. Because
right,
I know you're going to...
You want some Bonglympic rules, do you?
Well, no, I was only going to... Because you have said about...
It has to be a bong.
So we've got to remember that one.
It has to have a water element to it. It has to use water in the filtration process.
Yes.
It has to be a bong.
I am looking forward to Bonglympics. I enjoyed it so much last year. Did you lot load up pictures last year of what we actually
did? We didn't take pictures, we were too stoned.
We were such a good day. I'm so excited. I've spoken to a couple of my friends. Hopefully we might have depending on work, we will hopefully have a little bear back on. She is really excited to come back and join us. A little bear! Ah. Yeah, she wants to come back on.
Oh, the things I did out of her ass, you wouldn't believe.
Okay,
no. No, that's a quote from... It's an obscure quote from Harold and Kumar Get the Munchies. It's when one of the Jewish guys is talking about Natalie Portman.
Oh, right.
He's just like, oh, the things I'd eat out of her ass, you wouldn't believe. I just throw it out there now, and people are just like, he's filthy. You were saying about Lil Bear.
Yeah, no, I was saying that she really wants to come back on. She's actually going to try and pick off Holiday. I said to her,
if she's ever about, she's more than welcome to come back on.
No, I have said that to her as well.
Boosh still says we can have one more session in the spacement. But I don't know what you want to, how you feel. I don't feel right doing that without Nikki.
If Nikki's not there,
I don't think we can do it.
No. It's not right without Nikki, because it was Nikki's spacement.
I can play the. We can do the game because I've got it up in front of me.
You've got some stuff, do you? I was just going to ask. Are your friends confirmed for coming on?
Yes. I need to double check because their work schedule might change. But...
Oh, okay. So hopefully, I know I've got another two people that are interested. It's all like.
People are interested. It won't just be me and you on the day. I know that much.
No, I was about to say. Well, hopefully we'll have a return of the Little Bear, and lots of new people actually.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll remember to record as well, because we'll have a lot of Stoner history to do. I will be
setting alarms to go off every hour on my phone. Don't worry.
I was about to say, what are we doing in terms of podcasts? Are we just going to do like little ones,
little segments throughout the day?
So you have lots of stuff to listen to. Yeah. Hopefully, like touch wood. I was banging my head there, by the way, like visual jokes in the podcast. You just banged your crotch. That was a good one. Why didn't I think of that? That's a good one. You know, that's it. I'm now converted to doing that now. I'm going to be doing touch wood. I've got to remember not to do it in public, though.
Never. All right. Shall we play Blaze It or Bullshit?
Yeah.
The hot game show sweeping the nation. Well, Colorado. Well, and finally, California. Way for legalized recreation in California.
Yeah.
It means when I go there for the wrestling, I can buy weed. and I'm possibly going over there this year. Possibly.
You lucky fuck if you are.
Well, I'm in talks with some of my American friends, which are also Nikki's American friends.
Oh yeah.
And I just put up some feelers out. It's like, I might be looking to cut for a holiday next year. I was wondering if I could, like, if you'd be cool if I cashed on your couch for like a week or something, just so I can see America. And both of them all said, we're not on the cut. We're in Central America, Central California, San Luis Obispo. It's like, I've seen the photos. You're about, if anything, half an hour from a beach.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah.
And you're now in a state that is friendly to foreigners coming over and buying your weed. Oh yeah, street radio.
Really?
So yeah, I've got two people that said I could crash on their couches for a week, and I mean, it's true. I said, if I crash on one for a week and then come over and crash on yours for another week, would that be cool? They're like, yeah, as long as you're not there for more than a week, I think we'll live. It's like, you are right, I will buy all the food, all the weed, all the booze. And all in exchange for maybe a couple of car rides and maybe a day trip to LA.
I'm so jealous. I don't know anyone in America that I could do that with, and I don't have the money to for flights and accommodation.
I don't. That's why I could pay for flights if I get this money from my dad, but if not, no, I couldn't afford to go. Yeah. I can save up. With my new job, I could save up a good amount of spend, get a buttload from my family, as they always like to give people money when they go away. Right, ready to play Blaze It or Bullshit?
Yay, okay. I don't think I've ever got higher than like 5 out of 3. I think I suck.
5 out of 8.
Oh, no, sorry, I meant like 5 right, 3.
Oh, right. All right.
That was a better way of wording it.
Okay, then.
Go.
I'll give you the name of a strain and you must tell me if it's real or it's fake.
Okay.
All right, starting us off with Leroy.
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 Ah, see, it to me, is it like a trick question? I'm gonna say bullshit.
It's real.
Dang it! It was a trick question.
Leroy.
Leroy, I can't believe that. Leroy, that's a great name.
All right, then let's go with Snapping Tail.
Blaze It.
Bullshit.
Dang it!
Let's go with Intergalactic.
Blaze it.
It's real. Yay, intergalactic. It's a hybrid. Zero reviews. Okay, let's go with Liar.
Blaze it.
Bullshit.
Dang it.
Suicide Girl.
Blaze it.
Blaze it.
Yeah.
It's a hybrid.
Suicide Girls are hot.
They are. The things are their ass, you
believe. I'm so distracted. Sorry. Go. My mind drifted for a moment.
King Gold's Tie.
Say that again, sorry.
King Gold's Tie.
Bullshit.
Blaze it.
Damn it.
King Gold's Tie. Alright, let's go with Bat Kid.
Bullshit.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
Destroyer.
Blaze it.
Blaze it. It's a sativa.
Hey.
Four reviews. Five star. Apparently it does everything.
All the things.
Really good for depression.
Huh?
And has no negatives.
Oh.
That's a lie. All the Wii's have negatives. How many are we on?
That was eight. I got 4 out of 8.
Yay!
Sunday.
Once again, this game is not sponsored by, but supported by Leafly, the weed app for the stoner on the go. It's got dispensary map, a very good catalogue of strains. And is updated nearly daily, actually.
That's pretty good. How much did you pay for it?
It's a free app.
It's a free app? Oh.
And that's Leafly, spelled L-E-A-F-L-Y. Leafly.
Yeah, but we're not sponsored by anyone. We just like to praise stuff that's good things.
I will always recommend stuff and say to people, try this out. Because if I get some enjoyment out of it, other people might as well.
And but I learn lots of stuff because I know nothing.
Shut up, you don't know nothing.
But I said, I've got a piece of paper that says I know something.
Yeah. So do I. It's in my handwriting in purple crayon.
My mum wrote it and it said, I is smart.
My CV said, this one from my wood teacher is like, Kenny will look great behind a bar. Says, bar's that. Oh, sorry. Kenny will definitely end up behind a bar. Says bars there. Peter Kay. He's a legend. He's a legend.
I don't think I've seen any.
You never seen Peter Kay? You never seen Phoenix Nights?
No.
Oh. You gotta watch Phoenix Nights, even if it's not a good show. Just watch Phoenix Nights so you get to know the bouncer characters, Max and Paddy. And then watch their solo series, Max and Paddy's Road to Nowhere. I crease every time. It's just a 3-hour movie to me.
Okay.
It's just these two guys in a caravan going around the country and the hilarity ensues.
Fair enough.
And you get to see a non-cross-dressing Mrs. Brown.
Oh, have I ever seen the guy out of costume when he was on a QI?
Yeah, he's in the first episode as Gypsy Joe.
Gypsy Joe.
He sells him a flat screen telly. And hilarity ensues.
Okay.
Hilarity. Alright, where are we at? Where are we at?
Nearly there.
We're well over time again. These are becoming 45 minutes.
We just like to talk shit.
Follow us on Twitter at The Green Monocle.
Follow us on Facebook at The Green Monocle.
Follow us on Instagram at The Green Monocle, which I'm going to have to get off Nikki because I'm pretty sure he's not running it anymore.
No. Also, like when we want to put pictures up and stuff, it'd be...
Yeah, it'd be great. We will... this will come up shortly. We'll be back as soon as we remember to press record.
Bye.